Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We're going to talk a lot of technical aspects today, a lot of mechanics when it comes to self-defense. Of course, there's going to be some other junk around there on the fringes as well. But I thought about this. I was thinking about it yesterday. I was thinking about how often, I do talk about carrying your gun and self-defense and everything, but there's a lot of things I don't cover regarding that. So let's try to cover some of those today if we can, just to take the week on out on a positive note. We're talking about defending yourself with a gun, as positive as that can be. One thing that, for some reason right now, everybody out there seems to think that police officers should fire warning shots. And I've seen this a lot, too, with civilian defenders who are out there, you know, doing the deed. And the family always asks, why didn't you fire a warning shot? So, and, you know, Joe Biden has gotten out there and said, you should just fire a warning shot off of your balcony. I guess that depends on if you have a balcony. But here are 10 reasons why firing a warning shot is not a good idea. If you are firing a warning shot straight into the air, well, what goes up is going to come down. Stereotypically, that is fired into the sky. That's normally a practice associated with third world countries, where respect for human life is not as great as it is here. There are many cases on record where that round has fallen from the sky and killed innocent people. In one New England case, a man carelessly fired a warning shot upward into the state's largest city. The bullet struck and killed an innocent bystander who was on the upper porch of a tenement building. Now, if you're going to, number two, if you're going to fire a warning shot, you have to aim it at something that is safe, that will safely absorb the projectile. This is going to force you, the defender, to take your eyes off of the potentially dangerous criminal opponent that you're trying to intimidate. That is always a bad idea. That's always a bad idea. Number three, what appears to be a safe place to plant the warning bullet may not be. There was a police officer who was trying to break up a riot. He fired a warning shot from his 12-gauge shotgun downward from the upper floor walkway of a hotel into what appeared to be in the dark to be a soft patch of earth. It was instead darkened pavement. Double-aught buckshot pellets caromed off of the hard surface, one striking a young woman in the eye. Number four. Suppose the person who caused you to fire the warning shot runs around a corner. Another gunshot rings out. Someone else has shot the man in a moment when deadly force was not warranted. The round goes through and through fatally and is not recovered. The man who wrongfully shot him claims that he fired the warning shot and it was your bullet that caused the wrongful death. At that point, it's your word against his, unless you can say, officer, you'll find the bullet from my gun in the friendly oak tree right over there. But it would have been better in these circumstances if you had not fired at all. Number five, warning shots can lead to misunderstandings with deadly unintended consequences. Years ago in the Great Lakes area, two police officers were searching opposite ends of a commercial greenhouse when a burglar alarm had just gone off. One confronted the burglar, who ran. The officer fired a warning shot that he was running from. At this point, this guy was not a threat, and the other officer ran to the corner and shot and killed the guy. He wrongfully concluded that this man must have killed his partner. Number six, a single gunshot sounds to ear witnesses as if you have tried to kill a man if you're only trying to warn. Did you yell the standard line, freeze, stop or I'll shoot? It could sound to an ear witness as if you threatened to kill a man for not obeying you, and then try to do exactly that. Don't make threats you don't have a right to carry out. Don't do it. Number seven, even if there are no witnesses and the man claims you shot at him and missed, evidence will show that you did fire your gun. If he claims you attempted to murder him, it's your word against his. Number eight, Murphy's Law is immutable. If your weapon is going to jam, expect it to jam on the warning shot and leave you helpless when your opponent comes up on you with his gun. Number nine, the firing of a gun, even in the general direction of another person, is an act of deadly force. If deadly force was warranted, well, you know, warning shot? Hell. You would have shot directly at him if it was an imminent threat. The warning shot can tell the judge and jury that the very fact that you didn't aim the shot at him is a tacit admission that even by your own lights, you knew deadly force was not justified at the time you fired the shot. Number 10, and most important, especially for those of you who are not like me, who carry smaller guns, where, you know, some of you are not as concerned with capacity as I am. If you fire a warning shot and the guy is running, but he suddenly turns on you, you have just wasted precious ammunition. It's very precious in a gunfight. Each round is very precious. The still popular five-shot revolver, you've just thrown away 20% of your potentially life-saving firepower. In one case in the Philippines, a man went berserk in a crowded open-air market and began stabbing and slashing people with a knife in each hand. In a nearby home, an off-duty Filipino police officer heard the screams, grabbed his six-shot service revolver with no spare ammo, and ran to the scene. When he confronted the guy, the man turned on him. The officer fired three warning shots into the air, sending half of what he had, of all that he had to protect himself and the public, into the stratosphere. He turned and ran from the knife-wielding assailant, trying to shoot over his shoulder, and missed with his last three shots. He tripped and fell on the pursuing knife-wielder, literally ripped him apart. Responding officers shot and killed the madman, but their off-duty brother was already dead by then. Warning shots. I know that in certain locales, warning shots are legal now. They don't need to be part of your toolkit. Of the ones I mentioned, the fact that if you're trying to aim at something safe, that you have to actually take your eyes off of your target, that's a really bad one. And the losing percentages of your firepower in the name of trying to warn somebody, I'll opt for the other thing. If I've got a gun pointed at somebody, isn't that warning enough? But, you know, there'll still be people saying, well, he should be shooting the wound or he should be firing warning shots or something. There's real world examples out there where somebody took that advice and people died because of it. And you're not in control of the situation when that whole chain of events begins. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-460-0125. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-460-0125. That's 1-800-460-0125. Call 1-800-460-0125.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance made in the USA studio on a Friday, the day after Christmas. I hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas. And I hope some of the politically incorrect right now that made their heads detonate when I said it. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We're going to talk about some myths now. This is going to carry over, I think, but we're going to talk about some myths that have occurred that, you know, five, actually, we're going to talk about five gunfighting myths that are out there that make the rounds, and some people swear by them, absolutely swear by them. Some of these are wishful thinking. You know, it's the sound of whistling past the graveyard. Some are sincere beliefs that merely lack a foundation of truth. Some are generalities that may not apply in specific situations. But we're going to look at about five of them. Now, one thing a lot of people will tell you that are not capacity junkies like me, if you can't do it with six, you can't do it at all. Sometimes you can't do it with six, but you may be able to do it with seven or eight or 19 or maybe 33. In Illinois, Illinois was the first state police force to adopt semi-autos. And all the rest were carrying six shooters. A state trooper named Ken Koss got into a shootout with a gunman armed with a semi-automatic shotgun. Each was using his vehicle successfully for cover. Midway through the firefight, the gunman suddenly stood up and left his cover, rushing towards Trooper Koss with his shotgun up. Okay. Trooper Koss shot him in the midriff and the criminal fell. It was over. The suspects survived, and in the prison ward of the hospital, guards overheard him talking to his appointed attorney. The exasperated lawyer asked him why he had left a position of safety to practically walk into the muzzle of the trooper's gun. And the would-be cop killer said he fired six shots. I swear to God, he fired all six shots. Now, this guy was keeping count. But he didn't know that the Illinois troopers carried the Smith & Wesson Model 39 9mm pistol. And Trooper Koss shot him down with the seventh round, most certainly averting his own death, since the trooper could never have reloaded an empty six-shot revolver fast enough to stop the deadly charge. Another Illinois trooper, Sergeant Les Davis, had a somewhat similar occurrence. He confronted an armed murderer in a wind-whipped snowy night, his Smith & Wesson semi-auto against the killer's pump-action shotgun. As the man rushed toward him, firing after the trooper's sixth shot, the trooper fired twice more, and the man pitched to the ground dead. The sergeant had killed him with either his seventh or eighth shot from a semi-auto. In the 1970s, Masada Yub did a study of the shootings in Illinois, and it was based upon the first decade of their service with the semi-autos instead of revolvers. And he identified 13 cases in shootouts where the troopers survived with those guns when they probably would have died if they'd had their old six shooters. Most involved gun grabs where the troopers were saved because the bad guy didn't know the safety when he got control of the gun, or, you know, that with Smith & Wesson, it used to be when you dropped the magazine, the weapon would not fire. So in the struggle, either the trooper or inadvertently the perpetrator would release the magazine. Four of those, though, were absolutely firepower-based. The other two were Bob Kalowski and Lloyd Burchet, ambushed by a two-gun outlaw biker. They fired more than 20 shots and achieved 13 or 14 hits before the attempted murderer slumped over and died. Kalowski had reloaded during the blazing gun battle. What about armed citizens? Famed Los Angeles watch shop owner Lance Thomas was involved in multiple gun battles with armed robbers, winning every one. In one of those incidents, he had to fire 19 rounds before the last of his multiple opponents was out of the fight. Then back to the police. A municipal police sergeant in northern Illinois, Tim Grammons, comes to mind. He pulled over a heavily armed suspect who came out shooting and the fight was on in just under a minute. The perpetrator was finally down and dead. During that time, Graymans had fired 33 rounds from his Glock 21 45 caliber pistol, reloaded as necessary, and hit his opponent 14 times with 230-grain gold dot. Six of those hits in what most of us would call vital zones. But the fight wasn't over until Graymans achieved multiple headshots. During the fight, the suspect went through two semi-automatic pistols himself and had fired 21 shots. The small revolver is a good carry gun, and I have no problem with people carrying a small revolver. But if you're going to carry one, carry reloads and train with that gun. Don't just carry it just in case you need it. Take it out. Go shoot with it. One of the things you're going to have to change is the grip. I can tell you that right now from experience. You're going to have to change the grip. That's going to make it a little less concealable. But you need to take it out and go train with it. And you need to train with it reloading it. You need to engage double-digit targets reloading this thing. Jerry Michalik is proof that you can fire a revolver and reload it over and over again really quick, really fast. But he's trained. He has trained with revolvers. There's really nothing he can't shoot. But I'm not Jerry Michalik. And this is another thing, when you're talking about your choice of guns, as far as caliber, here's a guy that shot his opponent 14 times with a 230-grain gold dot, 45 caliber round. The king of man stoppers, and he didn't take him down until he hit him in the head. When you're fighting an opponent in a gunfight, when that adrenaline dump is going on, you may hit somebody multiple times that's going to kill him, and he may still be in the fight. So this is why I like capacity. And this is why I prefer 9mm over 45. I like 45. I like 45. Somebody just joined. What happened with the gold dots? A trooper shot somebody 14 times with gold dots, and he didn't kill him until he hit him in the head. That's what happened, Dan. But we'll continue on with this. We'll come up with number two when we get back. Debunking the myths about gunfighting on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We're talking right now. I'm trying to be technical this part of the show this hour. So we're talking mechanics. We're talking about real-life situations. We've already talked about warning shots, why they're not a good idea. Now we're working on myths. Myth number two is that a lot of people say to themselves, my car is never far away, so I'll just keep my handgun, long gun, spare ammunition there. This is a convenient excuse for not carrying those things, and it's also very unrealistic. I know this. Yesterday, when I was out and about making my Christmas visits, and I had more than one stop, the whole time I was out, on my person, I had my Glock 19 and 46 rounds of ammunition on me at that time. The whole time. We were talking about Sergeant Grayman's with his, 14 shots of spear gold dot from his Glock 21. In Sergeant Grayman's patrol car that particular day, he had a 12-gauge shotgun in an overhead rack and an AR-15 patrol rifle in the trunk, and everything happened so fast to him that he was not able to deploy anything but the pistol on his hip and the magazines that he had on him. Now, perhaps the most famous gunfight of the 20th century was the shootout in Miami between the FBI and Michael Platt and William Maddox. Platt was armed with a .357 Magnum revolver and a stolen Mini 14 rifle. He killed two FBI agents and wounded five more, three permanently. He inflicted all of that trauma with what was on his person at the opening of the encounter. Of the agents, the only one to employ a long gun was Ed Morellis, and he had his Remington 870 in hand when the fight started. He emptied that shotgun even though severely wounded, and then at the end of the fight, emptied his Smith & Wesson 686, killing the two perpetrators. Supervisory Special Agent Gordon McNeil got off the first police shots of the fight, wounding Maddox, but then he was wounded too badly to reload his empty revolver. He was unable to get back to his car for the shotgun before Platt fired another .223 round that crippled him for life. The history of gunfighting is, and if you'll allow me to use the phrase, when the fast and furious shooting starts, what we have on us is all that we're likely to be able to fight with. Myth number three, you must practice only point shooting because you'll never be able to see your sights in a gunfight. Some people sincerely believe that. And that is simply untrue. There's been many a gunfight recorded where the survivor said something like, I was pointing the gun at him and firing as best I could and nothing was happening. Then I remembered to aim with my sights and the other guy went down and it was over. If you study the history of Wyatt Earp, you'll find that he may well have killed about 10 men in gunfire. He told his biographer, Stuart Lake, that with one exception, he was always careful to align his foresight with his backsight and to squeeze, not jerk, the trigger. Wyatt Earp survived to a ripe old age and never sustained a gunshot wound himself. The NYPD used to have something called the Stakeout Squad, and this was where you heard of somebody named Jim Cirillo, who was, he was in a lot of gunfights. But then there was Bill Allard, who actually probably killed more criminals than Jim Cirillo. And Cirillo publicly credited him with having saved his life in one particular ugly encounter. Allard is on record as saying that in all but one of his shootings, he was able to see his front sight so clearly that he could have counted how many grooves were machined in it. Then there's the other myth. The other myth, which, you know, you must practice only aim fire because you'll never be able to hit anything pointing. That's also oversimplistic and untrue. Now, Wyatt Earp and Bill Allard notwithstanding, each one of those had one exception. Wyatt Earp confronted Frank Stillwell, believed to be the murderer of his brother, Morgan Earp, at the train station in Tucson, Arizona. Stillwell grabbed the barrel of Earp's shotgun in an apparent attempt to disarm him. Earp levered the butt of the shotgun down and the muzzles up, jamming, if you will, the twin barrels into Stillwell's midsection and cut loose, and the fight was over. Bill Allard confronted an armed robber in a market and shouted the command, "Police, drop your weapon." The gunman swung on Allard, who shot the gunman in the chest with a blast of double-aught buckshot from his 14-inch barreled Ithaca. The man jerked back away from him, still holding on to his gun, and Allard pumped another blast of double-aught buckshot through his thorax. The gunman was still up and running. Allard's partner, which was not Jim Cirillo that particular day, then deliberately shot the suspect in his gluteus maximus to break his pelvis and bring him down, and the .38 did especially well with that, and the suspect sprawled on his face, dropping his .32 semi-auto. Allard lowered his shotgun to a low-ready position and moved up on the downed man. And then the gunman sprang back to life, tried to grab his own gun again, and tried to roll over and shoot Allard from his back. Allard, without aiming, simply pulled his own trigger and hammered a third round of buckshot into his chest, and the suspect dropped the gun for the last time. Jelly Bryce was one of the greatest police gunfighters of the first half of the 20th century. He was famous for his point-shooting skills. He killed many an armed criminal firing that way. Being able to fire and hit without sights in a perfect sight picture is a very useful skill to have. It's a very good survival skill to have. But as with so many elements in a gunfight and in surviving a gunfight, it's not a question of this or that. It's a mandate for this and that. There are no rules. This is the thing about going to a training class. There's going to be parts of a training class that you go to where you are not aiming, where you're actually leaning on the target. Leaning on the target, because very likely in an assault, they're going to try to grab you as you're walking by. And you're going to have to know how to position yourself to where you can draw your gun and bring it up. You don't want to draw your gun and bring it up and shoot yourself. You're going to want to shoot him. So all of these things I'm throwing out here right now, these are primarily for your consideration as you go about your day to day. If you're carrying a gun for self-defense, these are all things you need to be considering. We're going to run out of time before I get to the next point. If you wanted to read about real gunfighters, or if you actually wanted to read a third person's perspective of somebody that has actually really studied real gunfights, you would either want Jim Cirillo's book, which you can order at Barnes & Noble, or you would want to read everything Masada Yub has ever written. There's plenty of other things. The jeweler I talked about. There's a jeweler in Los Angeles that has been involved in 5 gunfights and won them all. I don't know what his secret was, because I don't know how well he trained for those gunfights, but he has dealt with 5 different incidents. Now he only takes clients by appointment, he finally learned, and all that other stuff. But we will get to the last myth when we get back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-460-0125. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-460-0125. That's 1-800-460-0125. Call 1-800-460-0125.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy 2. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Somewhere there's all right, welcome back.
Already coming in.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking about the myths about gunfighting. Set up with five, we've gone through four, now we're to the final myth. That is that you can never justify shooting a man more than 7, 15, 25 yards away, what have you. I don't mean to insult anyone, but that statement flunks a whole lot of litmus tests. We've heard about the police officer, I believe it was in Baltimore the other day, that shot a man, one-handed one shot. And shot a guy that had fired at certain municipal buildings over 100 times, killing him from 312 feet away. By definition, if you're able to engage and shoot a target at that distance, he also is able to engage and shoot at you or shoot you. In 1867... Dave Tutt opened fire on Wild Bill Hickok across the town square in Springfield, Missouri. Hickok very carefully aimed his .36 caliber Navy Colt two-handed and shot Tutt through the heart, killing him. The ruling justified. Fast forward about a century to 1966, Charles Whitman began a murder spree by firing his scope rifle from atop a 330-foot clock tower in Austin, Texas, killing people hundreds of yards away. When police 38s and buckshot proved impotent at that distance, private citizens on the ground returned fire on Whitman with hunting rifles and target rifles. Whitman was forced to take cover and stop shooting. Armed citizen Alan Crum then led Austin policemen Houston McCoy and Romero Martinez to the top of the tower. Crum fired the first shot of the encounter, and that may have broken Whitman's planned ambush of the officers, and McCoy Martinez shot Whitman dead. Martinez later publicly credited the armed citizens with stopping the killings. They became heroes, not defendants. Fast forward again to Brownwood, Texas. In 2012, a man went berserk and began killing his neighbors. When the first responding officer arrived, the killer pinned him down with a .30-30 rifle. Armed citizen Vic Stacy shot the gunman from some 65 yards away with a Colt Python 357 Magnum revolver, wounding him badly enough that the officer could take control and finish the fight, killing the killer. Far from being a defendant, this guy, Vic Stacy, was presented with a fine rifle by appreciative Texas Governor Rick Perry. You know, you could write books about the myths of gunfighting. All of that stuff that I just presented to you is because every life-threatening encounter that you may come up against, everyone that's ever been recorded, has been different. And to get out there and to define everything by an absolute is the creation of myths. That's how myths are created. If somebody point shoots and perseveres in gunfight, that doesn't mean that he would do that every time. If you manage to stop a gunfight with two shots, that doesn't mean that's going to work every time. If any of us are ever in a gunfight, how this turns out is going to be based on a lot of things. But the outcome is going to be based on reality in all of its various forms by which you or I may live or die. Now, I've talked about training in close. And one thing I've never talked about is using, I've made references to it when people have actually done it. But in a fight that you're involved in, where somebody may be trying to get a hold of you to take you down to the ground or something, which is where all hand-to-hand fights end up, is on the ground grappling. No matter how good a striker you are, no matter how good, if you are a Taekwondo guy and you can kick somebody standing beside you with your heel against his heel and kick him on top of his head, that fight's going to end up on the ground. Being on the ground is never a good idea for most of us. So one of the things that I have trained to do, and I've never talked about it that much, but one of the things I've trained to do, and I do this with blue guns, okay? I do this whenever I find somebody with a blue gun, and then I work with this. I practice something called pistol punching. And that's exactly what it sounds like. In the same vein of the way I pull a gun up with my finger indexed on the side of the frame of the gun, using it, gripping the gun that way, one-handed, I use, you know, for lack of a better word, I use the gun like 4.5 inch away from my hand, brass knuckles. And I punch. And one of the things that I learned in the martial arts, you can use the edge of your hand, you can use the outer edge of your hand, inner edge, the palm of your hand as a striking tool. And you can employ those things with a handgun in your hand. With the added heft and weight of the handgun, the hardness of the handgun. And this is one way to create space. In a self-defense, especially with a knife. With a knife, you want to create a lot of space. You want space quick because he can close space with you really quick. So one of the things you can do is, if you don't think you have a shot, punch him with a pistol. There are people that actually practice this and fire at the same time. But you can't ever get out there and, you know, I don't want you to lead you to believe that you have to have a minimum of 5 feet and all of this other stuff before you can bring your weapon up and bring it to bear and start worrying about firing your multiple shots into center mass. You've got to be creative. You've got to be outside the box. Because all of these situations are going to be different. They're going to be individuals. There'll be certain things that prove to be true in any case you may find yourself involved in. But in a sudden attack where they grab you, Once you get your weapon free, swing your arm with the top of the slide exposed and hit clock them upside the head. They will let go. If they don't let go, swing it again. Continue to swing it until they let go. There'll be a couple of things that will come of this is happening. If they have a weapon on them, they will be very concerned with the with you clocking them in the side of the head with your weapon. Now, this is one of the reasons I like the Glock. Because the Glock is flat on top, and the Glock has rounded edges. And it's the same thing as hitting somebody in the head with a steel bar, a flat steel bar. This will using the end of the pistol as a punch. You know, it's all pinpoint impact. There are a couple of things that go along with that. If you're going to do that, you need to learn. I don't know what it's called. When we trained in the martial arts, it would involve putting the hand on your hand on the side of your head and rotating your elbow up. And this was affording you a whole lot of protection when you're doing that. So while you're punching with the gun, you also need to have your guard up. You're in a hand-to-hand encounter at that time, and you're using the gun as the punching tool. So even if you have a properly working handgun, if you've trained to the nth degree on shooting, you practice point shooting, you practice close in and everything else, this is another thing you need to add to the toolbox, simply because it will create that space that you've grown comfortable with. And there is no such thing as a fair fight. There's a winner in the fight, and that's what you want to be. Let's flip into hour number two on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.